Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Riley turns on it. Deep left. Off the wall. Olsen comes home. Ozuna will stop at third, but it's an RBI double for Austin Riley. And the Braves have now scored the last seven in this ballgame.
It was such an exciting moment during the Braves game last night. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the morning shift. Mike, Bo, Ellie Mack, and Dylan behind the glass. Braves won 7-4 last night. I'm not sure as you started watching that game that any of us expected that. But the Mets pitcher, Montas, I think we kind of all expected him to be a little bit easier of a time.
Right.
He's coming off the IL.
Yeah.
And Braves didn't score until the sixth inning. So he was pretty good. Strider had a few walks. Overall, a good outing with a side of smack talk.
Yeah, I felt actually good about what they might be able to do against Montas to start the game. And I think they got runners on first and third. Austin Riley hits a laser at third base, and they turned the double play. And it was like, okay. And he just got on cruise control, it felt like, for the next couple of innings. He was okay. And I keep, you know, we always have this conversation about Braves hitters. And, man, this pitcher was able to show out against the Braves. And I'm like, I'm not sure which one it is, you know. but the fact that the Braves were able to obviously, you know, get things going in the latter innings after he's pulled and they get into the bullpen, I thought was a huge relief and a huge sign for the Atlanta Braves that things, you know, are hopefully starting to point in the right directions offensively.
I didn't think he was that great. I mean, he walked three, gave up three hits. I think we made him look good. Montas hadn't pitched all season, and you made him look a little bit better because you couldn't convert. It's six of the 10 that you talked about earlier, Allie, that we left on base were his.
Mm-hmm.
And Ozuna swings at ball four in the third inning, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, it was a terrible pitch to swing at, but I think they've had good approaches since probably the Milwaukee series at the plate, and it kind of came to fruition last night. I mean, you were able to have a big inning that you just haven't been able to put together. You normally lose game. You get down 3-0, you don't feel like this team's coming back at all. And last night they did, and part of that is because Strider wasn't his sharpest. Although he got his third straight win, he wasn't his sharpest because he gave up three earned runs in five innings, and he walked four, which is out of the ordinary for what he's in the last couple of starts where he's been good. But Pierce Johnson, Montero, and Dylan Dodd gave up zero hits, five strikeouts, and one walk. And that was what allowed you to get, you know, once you got that big lead, they got you to the eighth where De Los Santos has one of his roller coaster outings. And, Iglesias came in and kind of cleaned it up for him.
Yeah. I thought one of the bigger points in the game, and obviously for obvious reasons, but Matt Olson gets the two out single to drive in a couple of runs. There's so many times that we've talked about in the last few weeks, or really all season, where the Braves are runners in scoring position, especially with two outs, have not had the right guys at the plate. And I think when Matt Olson comes up in that scenario and he's squaring up the ball the way he is with the swing trajectory and how hot we feel like he's been throughout the month of June, you felt good about that situation. And for him to deliver right there, I felt like you got rid of some serious demons that the Braves have been dealing with over the course of the season. He squares that ball up and sends it obviously over the second baseman's head, and it just was like, yes! My gosh, that felt good, man.
It's easy to have the right guys up when other guys are getting on. So he's normally the guy that's on base. So Nick Allen, you know, has three hits last night. That helps. Acuna had two walks. Didn't get a hit, had two walks.
Yeah, that might have been the Michael Harris hit by pitch inning too.
It was.
Yeah.
That's why you were able to have the right guys come up, because the other guys, you know, did their job. I mean, Michael Harris got a hit with his elbow. I mean, it sucks. He missed. He left the game, but he at least got on base. And it contributed to winning. I know that sounds just hateful to say, but getting on base is what we need from a few of those guys at the bottom of the order. So the Acunas and the Olsons and the Rileys and the Ozunas can get hits.
How different was the feeling of the first game in this series where they were up 3-0 pretty much the whole time?
Right, right away.
But you've got a clenched jaw the whole time watching that thing because you're just like, oh gosh, 3 is not enough. 3 is not enough. And then last night to go from behind and then swing up that way.
Right.
And I felt like they had it. Once they took the lead, I felt solid in that.
Well, yeah. We differed because when I got off the simulator last night, it was the, I think they were going into the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'm just going to stay down here on the couch and watch into this game because I want to see this through. And I was a little clinched in that ninth inning when De Los Santos puts him on the corners with only one out. And, you know, Iglesias has got to come in and be perfect. And he hangs that change up to the double down the line. And now Lindor's up where you've got then I think it's Soto and then Alonso. I mean, you got the heart of their order coming up, starting with Lindor at the very top. I did not feel like they had it in that ninth inning. I was worried.
To me, also, is about how they created that rally that you're talking about. I mean, to work 3 walks, and I know that Brazoban was obviously struggling in relief right there, but to create, you know, to work counts and get those 3 walks, I think says a lot about what they've been trying to do at the plate. And I think they've been trying to be more patient, work counts as we get towards the middle of the season, obviously, and they haven't been able to do that. And then last night, you're able to do that, and it's almost like it felt like, for me, the first time on the whole season where you've seen a batter come up after a walk and actually realize that the guy before him walked and mm-hmm. that the pitcher was struggling, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And the guy after him's like, I'm not swinging. You know what I mean? And you are actually able to capitalize on that and then come up with the big hit in the end. So it did. It felt good. There's no doubt about it.
And side note, there's been a little bit of a side story going on with the Mets. They called up Richard Lovelady to play, and he did pitch last night. But did you notice, because there was a big headline the last couple days about how when he was called up, he doesn't want to be called Richard. He wants to be called Dickie. So he's Dickie Lovelady.
Dude.
But last night on the game,
I'm not touching this.
They would not call him that. They were calling him Richard.
No kidding.
They did not go by the nickname he requested.
Wow.
What do you think that's about?
I think that's, hey, I don't like it. I will respect Dickie Lovelady's his wishes, because guess what? He's a Hinesville, Georgia kid. That's where he was born. And I'm the pride of Kennesaw State, but he's a close second, all right? Braun Breaker would try to say he's probably Kennesaw State too, but you know they're a close second to me. But Kennesaw State guy, I'll call you Dickie Lovelady.
Wow.
Well, switching over to the NFL, Aaron Rodgers made an appearance on Pat McAfee yesterday with his wired headphones to announce that he's going to call it a career after this year. Do you think? Once he retires, I'm glad you like that. Thank you for catching that.
Little wired headphones. Come on, man. Grow up.
Do you think once he retires, do you think he'll just vanish and kind of go off and live a very quiet life? Could you see that happening?
Yes, I can. But, you know, inevitably what's going to happen is, I don't know, 6 months after he retires, he'll make an appearance at an event. I mean, we were talking about Tight End University earlier, mm-hmm. Tight Ends and Friends. He'll make an appearance at an event, and then everybody on the socials will be like, thought you said you're going away. Like, I don't think that's quite what it means. I just think that he's not going to be one of those guys that shows up at Super Bowl parties and at the ESPYs and everything else. I think he just wants to live his own private life and do things the way he wants to do them, and not have to answer questions about that. And I think that's fair.
And he won't become an analyst? Analyst.
I don't think he has any desire to become an analyst.
Analyst.
The thing, maybe though, but the thing for me is when we let him go away, or will the ridiculous websites who really just have it out for him, whether you like him or not, like Pro Football Talk, where everything's an Aaron Rodgers story, but yet they'll tell you how much they don't like him and they can't stand him and everything. Will they let him go away? Will we let him? Do we have to see every TMZ every time? You know, do you see him in an airport or on the street getting a whatever the hell he drinks? Because he seems like someone who is too good for, like, you know, Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or something, but would also fit right into, you know, going to a Starbucks.
He's got
to
have that drip coffee.
Yeah. Like, will they, when he's interviewed, when they do something like that, where they see him and they go talk to him, are those sites going to make a bill? Oh, see, he didn't go
1,000%. Yeah. 1,000%.
So,
you know that.
So, how about this? If you want him to go away, and if he wants to go away, then hold his feet to the fire and allow him to go away. Don't bring him up every time a quarterback gets hurt next year. Don't there's a team that's like, well, we didn't draft somebody. We're going to try to fill it with, you know, with we're going to have Sam Darnold and, you know,
Kenny Pickett,
Zach Wilson compete for the job. Don't be like, could Aaron Rodgers be, you know, like, let him go away. We can help. We can aid and assist him by going away, by just stop talking about him once he's retired.
Yeah, I agree.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, and I'm just going to say, I will not be shocked if it is a year from now and Aaron Rodgers is saying, I want to play again. I just won't be shocked.
I haven't, you know, put my cleats in the trash.
Exactly. Yep. Well, coming up, Hawks made a big move yesterday. We're going to break down what it means and which is more likely. This is just for fun. You'll catch a home run ball at Truist, or you'll remember what your wife wants for her birthday unassisted. That is next for Which One Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.